It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes.
Jason Goff is here in studio with us.
We go from Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, to spinning on finely tailored suits.
Hey, getting yelled at for dancing.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The Bernstein and Holmes show at its finest.
Yeah, it's what we do, Jay. It's what we're doing over here.
I've got something for you.
I do. I have something from Mark Grody. This man covers the Bears on a regular basis. This man knows more about the Bears than most of us do. So I think you're going to try, you'll be able to triangulate this based on the names that I'm going to give you. I'm going to read you a list of names, and you tell me what they have in common. That's step one.
Okay.
Okay. This will be. We'll do this like a meta puzzle.
In common.
What do they have in common?
Uh-huh.
And then, about what player are they in reference to?
Oh man. Okay.
Okay. This comes from a question that was asked of Brad Biggs in his recent mailbag. Okay. Here's the list. We're going to start in 2002. Cornerback Roosevelt Williams. 2007. Defensive end Dan Bazine. 2007, linebacker Michael Okwo. 2009, defensive tackle Jerron Gilbert. 2009, wide receiver Joaquin Iglesias. Mm. 2011, tackle Gabe Kareemi. 2012, safety Brandon Harden.
Okay, and the questions were, what's in common about all of those guys?
What do they all have in common?
Slow?
Not necessarily.
Remember Roe Williams? I remember. Oh,
athletic rhythm. That's right. He didn't get into an athletic rhythm. Like, you mean slow?
Slow? Oh, yeah. Man. That was like the Roe Williams thing where he gets caught, yeah. Right?
It's an interception. Packers game.
Yeah, he gets caught from behind, like from 30 yards back.
Yeah.
Roe Williams done ran out of gas.
Ran out of gas or three steps. I think he had gas. He was just slow.
Okay, I have to put this together now. Jerron Gilbert, pool jumper.
Just think in general.
Okay, okay.
What do all these guys have in common?
Considered great athletes? They were all bad.
And, okay, they're all?
First round. No, they were not first round picks.
No, but they're on the right track. There is
draft picks?
They were top three round draft picks.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
They were all drafted by the Bears in the first through third round.
Okay? Okay. Okay.
And those are all the players the Bears have drafted.
Oh, man.
Since Brad Biggs has been covering the team.
I think I got this.
That have been drafted in rounds one through three and didn't make it through three seasons
Valus
with the
Jones
Bears.
Jones Jr.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. It was a question about Valus Jones Jr. And... this is, but when you think about it, that's really for 22 years. I don't know if that's a good list or a bad list. We remember them, so it's probably observational bias because we remember them for being bad and their names stick out because we got excited about them and did the Who's Your Guy and the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I was excited about Joaquin Iglesias, man.
Of course. It was a compensatory pick. But yeah, Williams, Bazine, Okwo, Gilbert, Iglesias, Kareemi, and I was excited about Brandon Harden. I remember when he was sitting with us. Do you remember his body?
Yes.
The guy
hard,
was
hitting
action figure.
I want to say he made a hit in preseason, too. He's one of those preseason heroes. That we get every once in a while. I think he did, just like thinking back, but...
Oh, no, he was
they're called
beast.
Ken Mastrolli Award winners.
Ken Mastrolli Award.
The Ken Mastrolli Award winners are different than these guys, but Valus Jones would be added to that list.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I don't know, like... Like I was saying about Velus Jones the other day, at this point, where I did used to get mad at Velus Jones for his play, and he's now it's on the Bears. This is on squarely on the Bears, who drafted him in the third round, didn't want to trade him, wanted to put him back on the field in a season in which you are expected to win. Whatever happens with Velus Jones Jr., like if he makes another mistake, I'm getting mad at Ryan Poles. I'm getting mad at Matt Eberflus and the Bears for continuing to play this guy. I'd rather Velus Jones because he's such a good guy. If he does get caught or he's not, come on over, work at the Score with us. It's all good, man. I would love to have Velus Jones
here. Are you
here.
Able to do that? You can just hire somebody?
Yeah, possibly. He's a great dude.
Can you hire Will Perdue?
Oh, yeah, he's available too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
100%, yes. Okay. Yeah, you hire Will Perdue.
Okay.
I'll hire Velus Jones Jr.
Done. Join yes. our very own Shane Reardon for a football watch party.
Actually, pronounced Reardon.
Sunday from Shane Reardon from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Wall in Marcus Gurney Cinemas.
Oh, neat.
When Chicago takes on Houston in prime time. You can enjoy some great food and drink and watch the game on the Wall's massive screen. That's Sunday from 6 to 8 with Shane Reardon at the Wall in Marcus Gurney Cinema.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.